सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्।
चैप्टर 14 वर्स 18।
ऊर्ध्वं गच्छन्ति सत्त्वस्थाः मध्ये तिष्ठन्ति राजसाः जघन्यगुणवृत्तस्थाः अधो गच्छन्ति तामसाः
इन् दिस् गुणत्रय विभाग योग लार्ड् कृष्णा टाकिङ्ग् अबौट् four topics. Those topics are guna lakshanam, the nature of gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. Then the second topic, bandhana prakaraha, how these three gunas binds the person. Bandhana prakaraha, the mode of bondage. Then the third topic is lingam or clue or indication, how to know these gunas in oneself, not in others. In me, am I sattvic or rajasic or tamasic predominantly? How to know? Lord Krishna gives the clues. We have completed these three topics. We have entered the fourth topic, that is gatihinar. Gatihi. Gati means travel. How the person travel, into which direction and take what type of janma when he entertains sattva guna, and when he entertains rajoguna, what type of janma he will take in the next birth. Suppose if it is tamasic predominant and he dies, what type of janma he will take? That is called gati prakaraha. Gati prakaraha means a travel prakaraha, the mode of travel. So every person is a mixture of matter and spirit. I am, when I say, I am body mind complex made out of matter, and the second entity is spirit entity, that is Atma. Matter and this matter body mind is called Anatma. The spirit is called Atma. Atma, Anatma, mixture alone, I. Whenever I say I am a mixture. All of us know that thoroughly. Having known thus, since I am endowed with three gunas, body, mind, complex, which is made out of three gunas, how to handle these three gunas? One has to know. When the baby is born, for few months, few years, baby is predominantly tamasic. Baby is predominantly tamasic. That is why 18 hours baby sleeps. 18 hours. Whenever feels hungry, cry, drink milk and go to sleep. This is what baby does. All the time sleeping, sleeping, sleeping. Once the baby grows, becoming 2 year, 3 year old, 5 year, then baby become rajasic, active. always moving legs and hands, looking here and there, you know better than me. When the child is growing, 5-year-old, 6, 7, 10, 11, very difficult to catch the child. Why? Baby has crossed the tamasic nature, predominant tamasic nature, to now predominant rajasic. Then only baby can grow. Baby can develop his or her personality by nourishing the rajasic nature. Afterwards, when you grow mature enough, you become an adult and mature more and more, you become less tamasic, more sattvic. This is general. This is in general. Now, Lord Krishna wants to say, every one of us has to develop knowledge. We have to increase our knowledge. Therefore, everyone has to improve our sattva guna. Everyone of us need money, house, certain basic needs we have to acquire. Therefore, we have to work. Therefore, we have to be rajasic also. We have to be active to some extent. Otherwise, how the hand come near the mouth? Hand cannot come near the mouth. You know, hand coming near the mouth, idli, dosa, sapad. How it can come near the mouth unless you work? Therefore, rajasic. Then you have to sleep. Tamoguna is also required, not in the class, in the night. So tamoguna is also required. All the three gunas are important. Now, what is our topic here? Sattva guna should be predominant. Sattvat sanjayate jnanam. Sattva guna is like a golden shackle. Once you are very sattvic, 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 you love study, you love so much knowledge and all, you will be addicted to that. Even sattva guna binds the person. It is a golden shackle. What about rajoguna? If you are highly active, 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 so much active, workaholic, then you are so tired that work is also worship for some people. That is also silver shackle. That also binds the person. Badhnati. Of course, tamasic nature is a iron shackle. It also binds the person. Three gunas binds. Therefore, you should know the proportion of gunas as you grow, how much I have to be tamasic, how much I have to be rajasic, how much I have to be sattvic. That point we have to take care of. We have to improve ourselves, more sattvic, less rajasic, less tamasic, like that. Further spiritual upliftment, that is very important. A lethargic person, lazy person is highly predominant tamasic. You can never grow in your life if you are always negligent, ignorant. That is not good. Similarly, if you are rajasic, lot of raga, mamakara, ahankara, ahankara, mamakara towards family and towards body. Ahankara towards body, mind. Mamakara towards family possessions. That is the problem. Mamakara towards family is the problem. Care for family is not problem. You can take care of them. You show care and love and care, but not attachment. If you have attachment towards any family member, we have to pay the price in one way or other. Restlessness, uneasiness, disturbance, preoccupation, health will spoil worst. Therefore, I should not develop mamakara. I can take care of them. It is a responsibility, but not attachment. Rajo ragatmakam vidhin, Lord Krishna says. The more rajoguna, rajasik, I am so attached to people, possessions, everything. It's not good. Therefore, Arjuna, may you improve your sattvic nature. Sattvaguna is very important. That also I should not addicted to calmness, quietude, peace all the time. No one should come near to me. I should not go anywhere. This is too sattvic. Too sattvic na problem. That's why you should know the ratio. Where, when, how. Sattva, rajas, tamogunas. How to manipulate or monitor. How, when, where. For example, I should not allow tamoguna in the class. For example, I should not allow tamoguna in the class. I should handle that. If I am so tired, I am not working, and come to the class nicely after breakfast, sitting 11 to 12 class, especially, what comes? Sleep comes. That means this is the class where sattvaguna is to be predominant. Then only I can receive knowledge. Therefore, before going to class, I should not make myself too tired. I should be fresh and calm and quiet in the class and listen. See, this is called monitoring. When some guests comes to my house, suddenly I have to cook for 10 people. I should not say, I am sleepy now, I go to sleep. Or I want to study my library room, I go now. You are not supposed to. Especially you are a grihastha. Somebody comes suddenly, without intimation, they come. I have to cook, I have to prepare something, I have to take care of them, I have to be active. No, I am a very sattvic person. I don't want. You are not supposed to. You are not supposed to. Like that, sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna, we have to monitor. Then you are a mature person, you are a refined person, you are intelligent person. Otherwise what? Opposite to intelligence. Ignorant person, unrefined, immature person. Such a person can never flourish. Even flourish materialistically, he can never or she can never live peacefully. That is true. They may flourish because of rajasic nature. They may accomplish certain degrees and a lot of money, but they cannot live a peaceful, happy life. That is why live intelligently. Look into the shloka, 18th shloka. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvasthaha. When people are predominantly sattvic, when they are leaving the body, urdhvam gacchanti, they go to higher lokas. They get celestial bodies. Devata shariram urdhvam gacchanti. Madhye tishthanti rajasaha. At the time of death, Rajoguna is predominant. They leave their body. Madhye tishthanti means manushya janma. Jaganya guna vrittasthaha adhogachanti. Those who are having this tamoguna predominantly, they go to lower janmas. They enter lower wombs, animals, birds, etc. At the time of death only, Swamini, I want to become sattvic, whatever I want to become. At the time of death, you can never. What you have habit of guna maximum throughout your life, that alone comes to surface at the time of death. Remember that. If you chant all the time, Rama Nama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama Rama, at the time of death, Ram comes easily. Isn't it? If Krishna, 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 you say all the time, Krishna naturally comes from your mouth. Similarly, if you increase your sattva guna, predominantly you are living sattvic life, sattva guna comes to surface at the time of death. Rajoguna is predominant throughout your life, always rajoguna only comes to surface. Of course, tamoguna also like that. Therefore, now, what guna I have to keep all the time predominantly? Sattva guna. Since I am a Vedantic student, I am supposed to be a Tivra Mumukshu. Therefore, I am not supposed to be sleepy or sleeping or attached to anything. Careful, are you alert? Are you alert? Up to here we saw in the last class. So, Lakshanam is over, Bandhanam, Prakara over, Lingams are also over, then Gatihi also over, four topics are over. Now Lord Krishna consolidating, just winding up all these four topics in 16 and 17. After 18 we are going back, because Lord Krishna taken that Gati Prakara 14, 15 and 18. In the last class I did 14, 15, 18. I hope you remember. So now 16, 17 I have to take. 16th shloka.
Karmanah sukrutasyahuh. Sattvikam nirmalam phalam. Rajasastu phalam dukkham. Ajnanam tamasah phalam.
Now another topic Lord Krishna entering, that is phalam. Again he is bringing whatever he said in the previous, the phalam he gives. People love to listen benefits all the time. Krishna knows that tactics. No? What is that phalam? Karmanaha sukrutasyahuh. Sukrutasya phalam. Karma. Ahuhu means scriptures say that our great people, Sishtaha, great people say that. What they say? Sukrutasya phalam. Sattvikasya phalam ityarthaha. The result of sattvic action. Karmanaha means action. Sukrutasya karmanaha means the result of sattvic action. When you are sattvic, with sattvic mind, you are doing action. Calm, quiet, without any anxiety, without any disturbance in the mind, without any expectation, you are doing so quietly the duty, your karma. Sukrutasya karmanaha phalam nirmalam, sattvikam nirmalam. Nirmala means pure, sattvikam means punya. With sattva guna predominant you do action, you get punya phalam. Nirmalam, pure, punyam, you get. Pure punyam means what? You come to Bhagavad Gita class and artham. Pure punya means you are all interested in Bhagavad Gita. That is pure spiritual punyam. In Vedantic language, if you want to say, you are all having spiritual punyam. You may not have financially up to the mark. You are not maintaining that status and status quo. Of course, doesn't matter. Materialistically, you may not be a richest person, but you are rich inside. Spiritual punya means what? You are rich inside, in your mind. You don't feel any poverty at any cost, but you are so rich in your thinking, you are so rich in your love, compassion, everything. You are full person. You are full. That is called sattvikam phalam. Nirmalam sattvikam phalam. Spiritual punyam. Rajasaha phalam dukkham. Whenever we have dukkham, understand what phalam this dukkham. No? Rajasaha phalam. Because of rajoguna, this dukkham I am facing now. This sorrow I am facing now. Now who is the cause for my sorrow? Not wife, not children, not husband, not mother-in-law, not father-in-law. My own rajoguna. What is the indication? Attachment. Towards son, daughter, wife, mother, father, attachment towards one or other. someone or other we will always hooked. In the hooking, you know, we make others to hook to us, we also get hooked to them. This hooked hooking is only the problem. Therefore, this person is having lot of rajoguna. What comes? Therefore, Shastra says, give the space to other person. Every person is an individual. They have their own place, space to grow and mature. Since she is your wife, or he is your husband, my daughter, my son, you have no right to control them. No right. Nobody is having right. First, they are human beings. Then only they are your relations. But we want to take it as granted. Controlling them. How much control? All knobs are in our hands. I want to adjust everyone. In the course of adjusting others, you will be disturbed definitely. You lose your peace of mind. That is called dukkham. Rajasaha phalam dukkham. My own attachment is the cause for my sorrow. Remember that. We never accept our own mistakes. Our own limitations we never accept. Pointing out other person is easy. Blaming other person is easy. But we never accept our limitation. Why I have to attach to them? Why I have to be conditioned with others? Why I have to demand and command? These two words I like. Every person wants to demand or command. There is some joy, ego. Nourishing your own own ego. Commanding or demanding? No command, no demand. If you command, you demand, you have to pay the price. Therefore, rajoguna cause dukkham, sorrow. I should not develop any rajoguna caused raga. Which raga? Mukhari raga. Mukhari raga cause sorrow, dukkham. Alindinde irupa. Castor oil face. No. Here raga means attachment. The dukkham is because of rajoguna, because of attachment. Then what about tamasaha phalam? Ajnanam. Ignorance. This person is always in ignorance. Not interested in learning anything. Are you interested in studies? No. Are you interested in cooking? No. Are you interested in painting? No. Are you interested in music? No. Are you interested in dance? No. What you are interested in? I am not interested in anything. Are you interested in eating? Yes. Are you interested in sleeping? Yes. In the rundu da theriyum avanukku. Eating, sleeping. Eating, sleeping. What for? Animals are doing that. Eating, sleeping. You are also interested only in eating, sleeping. What you are nourishing? Ignorance. Because you are not interested in learning anything. Ignorance, ajnanam is that you are nourishing. Nourishing in it. Ajnanam tamasaha phalam. Therefore, our whole religious life, in our Hinduism, the religious life, vratams, lot of nomb, pujas, all these festivals meant to remove this tamoguna. In spite of doing that, we are managing to be tamasic. If all those are not there, what to talk of? No? Lethargic person. Always ignorant. All other ignorances are minor ignorances. But major ignorance is what? Atma ajnanam. Shastram, Atma vidya, Brahma vidya. And chonna, adenna? And kepa. They never know there is some one vidya called Atma vidya, Brahma vidya, Paravidya, Akshara Vidya is there, that is to be known, that is the highest knowledge they never come across. Even Guru is talking, someone they are talking, they'll peep their head and go away. If you give some sweet there, they come. Like ants come, no? When you keep Mysore Pak, people come, when ants come. Like that, some sundal, some pongal, some maisurpa, something you keep, some vadapappu, panakam and all. People come. For that sake, after words they will go. Eat and go away. When I go to Nellur, they used to, every yajna they used to prepare, one person used to do dhanam, lot of charity, and every yajna, every day they used to give some puliyodarai, some no sweet, every day. 1 or 2 years, I thought, okay, I thought. Then you see the crowd used to come. My God, lot of crowd. Then I thought, what is this? People are all coming for eating. Third year, I said, nothing doing. I don't want to encourage like this. No puliyodarai, no pongal, nothing. You know. They are all coming for Gita Gnana Yajna, not for sundal or pongal. Okay. Then I stopped doing that. And now people are coming only for listening. Only listening. Shastra. What is real food? Prasadam I am giving. Brahmavidya. This is the prasadam. Just a side point. What I want to say, the tamasic people are always interested in eating. Be sattvic all the time. Next, Shloka 17. Sattvat sanjayate jnanam.
Rajaso
lobha eva cha. Pramada mohau tamasah. Bhavato jnanam eva cha. A question. Gunebhyaha kim bhavati? By these gunas, what is going to be happen? What is that benefit we are going to get? Again, Lord Krishna reminding us. This first line, first half is very important. You have to note with silver line, underline. Sattvat sanjayate jnanam. $1 billion worth. Jnanam. Any jnanam for that matter, physics jnanam, chemistry jnanam, computer jnanam, music jnanam, dance jnanam, any jnanam is possible when person is sattvic. What about atma jnanam? Atma jnanam is also like that only. Sattvat atma jnanam bhavati. What knowledge do you want now, here in this class? Atma jnanam. Why we are studying Bhagavad Gita? For Atma Jnanam, Brahma Vidya. We want, by knowing which, my life will become meaningful, purposeful. Therefore, that Atma Jnanam is possible Sattvat, by Sattva Guna. How to improve Sattva Guna? Lord Krishna is going to talk Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga Anantaram. 17th again he goes Shraddhatraya. All what type of food you have to take, what type of puja you have to do, everything he is going to explain again in 17th chapter. Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yoga. Again, Trayam comes there. Okay, very very important. Now, jnanam sanjayate. Sanjayate means samutpadyate. Jnanam arise. Jnanam means knowledge born. Gunas expressed in this manner. Gunas, our own gunas, expressed in this manner. In this manner means when you are sattvic, you are learning a lot. When you are learning something new things you are learning, especially Atma Vidya. We don't want to learn anything further. Everything what we have learnt enough. Now what we want to learn? Atma Vidya. Jnanam utpadyate sattvat. Understanding is taking place. Understanding is required for spiritual growth. Then rajasaha lobha eva cha. Lobha expressed when you are rajasic. When lobha you are having, understand you are rajasic. Understand? Lobha means greediness. Greediness craving, possessiveness. This is called lobha. Then pramada mohau agnanam tamasaha. Agnanam lobha. Only one he said for sattva guna and rajoguna. You see, for tamo guna, how many he said? He is getting lot of phalam. What? Pramada, moha, agnanam. Three phalams, Swamini, when you have tamo guna. Therefore, tamo guna is great. Lord Krishna said only one phalam for sattva guna, one phalam for tamo guna, whereas rajo guna, whereas three phalams for tamo guna. That is why I am voting for tamo guna. Achipichi. The achipichida. If they think like that, foolish fellow anartha. Pramada means negligence, carelessness. Carelessness, not handling things properly. Carelessly leaving the chapel, carelessly throwing the clothes, carelessly using things. In our scriptures, in our culture, we worship every object. Because every object is sacred, it is God for us. Every object. I should not neglect any object, even mundane, worldly, ordinary, even paper, cloth, any object. You should not push with your leg. Our people never accept. Pushing any object in our house or outside with your foot, our ancestors never accept. Why you are doing that? Don't do. Your own chappal you should not push with your legs. Idanna ennoda chappal nane push panna koodada. Ama. That shows your carelessness, negligence, pride, ahankara, vanity. It shows. That is why our ancestors are very, very careful looking at the behavior of the person. All the way that goes, when you become 40, 50, you carry the same ego, pride. Therefore, vinayam, panivu, is very important. Therefore, you say pramada means negligence, carelessness because of arrogance. Pramada. Then mohaha, confusion. Not able to take any decision properly. Confused person. Confused and confusayati. Paran confusayati. Oneself confused and confusing others also. Mohaha. I do not know what is right, what is wrong, what to do, what not to do. Not working. Discrimination is not working. Why? Because of carelessness. Not listening to parents, not listening to elders, not listening to guru, not caring others' words. Arrogance. The pride comes before fall, they say. Remember, you know that idiom? Pride comes before fall. That means you are so much showing your vanity, pride, arrogance means what? You are going to fall in future. One way or other you will be failed. Then you will get a nariya bump. Tevaya. Ma kuru dhana jana yavana garvam harati nimeshat kala sarvam. Ma kuru. Shankaracharya writes in Bhajagovindam, Makuru dhana garvam, jana garvam, dhana jana yavana garvam. Bah. When you are youth, young blood, so haughty, haughty. Pesinale, paathale terinjipoyidu. And the nadaye teriyum. Pomp and show, the way they talk, not caring for anyone. Enna. Harati nimeshat kala sarvam. In no time, by blinking, they all vanish. Harati nimeshat kala sarvam kalaha harati. You will become old and people are looking for your property. They want your money, not you. They never serve you. They are praying, eppadi da povano ivana namukku property varum. Dhana, jana, everyone is only for money. Kaseda, kadavulada. Ullaham appadi. Therefore what? Bhagavan. Surrender to Bhagavan. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnoho, smaranam, pada, sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atmani, vedanam. Never leave God. Okay? Pramada, moha, vendapa. Tamasaha, agnanamapi, bhavati, bhavataha, bhavataha, samutpadyete, because pramada, mohau, ityasya karma, because they are object of bhavataha. That is why pradhama vibhakti divachanam. Bhavataha. Pradhama vibhakti divachanam la pramada mohau, both are there. That's why bhavataha. Agnanam bhavati. Agnanam is the phalam. Nourishing, nurturing, carefully, what? Agnanam. Full and full agnanam da. Enga tottanam agnanam da. கொஞ்சம் கூட ஞானமே கிடையாது, புத்தியே இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். நம்ம ஆத்து மாப்பிள மாதிரி தமிழில் சொல்லுவாங்க. அவனுக்கு அவனுக்கு புரியாது, நம்ம சொன்னாலும் புரியாதுன்னா அஜ்ஞானம். நவ் வி ஹாவ் டு கோ டு வாட்ஸ் 19th ஸ்லோகா. நவ் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் கோயிங் டு என்டர் எ நியூ டாபிக் கால் ஹவு டு கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் தீஸ் ஷேக்கிள்ஸ். These three gunas, you have to handle properly. Three of them are important. You grow in them, mature, refined, and go beyond three gunas. Otherwise, you are either bound by golden shackle or silver shackle or iron shackle. In the name of your personality development, I want, it is a sattvic personality, rajasic personality, tamasic personality, any personality that should not become an obstacle to my life. So you grow in them, say goodbye to them, handle them properly, and go beyond three gunas. How? From here it starts very important topic. 19. Very important. VVIMP. VVIMP என்ன தெரியுமோ? When we were studying in the school, college, in the red ink, பக்கத்தில் in the question is very important சொன்ன teacher, we put a lot of design there. VVIMP மாதிரி. இந்த ஸ்லோகம் அப்படிதான். Okay. For our Vedantic students, it is like that.
நான்யம் குணேபியஃ கர்த்தாரம் யதா த்ருஷ்டானுபஷ்யதி குணேபியஶ்ச பரம் வேத்தி மத்பாவம் சோதி கச்சதி.
Key verse in the Bhagavad Gita. I can say this verse is a key verse. You know, key. Just as you open the lock, yeah, with a key. Like that, this is like a key verse in Bhagavad Gita. 13 years old son or daughter, if they are, ask them to study this chapter especially. We have to teach this chapter at the age of 13. Up to 17, 19, they have to thoroughly understand this. They can live happily in their life. This is to be given, this education to be given at young age. Why? Their later, their life partner, their family can live happily if they study this chapter. நம்ம இப்போ என்ன பண்ணிருக்கோம்? After everything over, all problems taken place in the family, lot of Sunday, lot of quarrel, fighting, lot of everything over. Now comes Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga. What for? What is the use of studying? Okay, edho padikiram onna padikanum. But you have to understand what I want to say. See the necessity of the study of this chapter for youngsters if they understand, they can make their relations so smooth, and they live in a congenial atmosphere. Unfortunately, we are away from our education. We are in new education now, Michele education. That is why we are away from our education. We are missing a lot, really speaking. You know, anyone, relation, friends comes, I am missing you a lot. We say, no, I am missing you a lot. What you are missing? You are missing this only, I am telling. If you miss a person and all, nothing will happen. If you miss Bhagavad Gita to interpret into your life, you are missing a lot. Missing a lot. Therefore, every house, family, kutumbam, they sit together and study thoroughly. Not shlokas, lecture of a guru, how to understand this shloka. Interpret into your life. Then only it is useful. Not to do puja, Krishna Ashtami, na? Krishna Jayanti. Krishna Jayanti, de murukku cheeda, soft. If then recent the Bhagavad Gita, they take out and do puja. Na? This is not meant for only puja. This is a book. This is a manual. This is a life manual. That Sushma Swaraj, it is to be national book. International book. It is international book. It should be international book. We have to understand what is Bhagavad Gita first. And this is religious book. It should not be taken as that way. See the shloka, Lord Krishna says, this ahankara, he says, kartaram, yada, now you see the first line, anvaya, yada, when, drashta means jnana yogi, the Gita student, who is sitting and listening, now, the jnana yogi, drashta, anupashyati means, discovers, understands, sees. Sees means not seeing with eyes. Understanding with buddhi. That is called pashyati. Anupashyati means understanding clearly. You should not feel tired until I say Purnamadaha. You have to be alert. You are all alert, I know that. Once in a while, enak koncho, I am pessimistic in that case. Okay. All students must be alert throughout 1 hour. I'll give you a hint. Anupashyati means clearly understands. How can you understand clearly? When you clearly register. How can you register? When you listen attentively. Your attention, please. Station, airport. Your attention, please, na Michael is a chalapora, nama plane, nama train time I then. Like that. Your attention, please, and Krishna Paramatma in the slokan. Your attention, please. What is that? Anupashyati discovers clearly what? Kartaram. Here kartaram means the doer. Karta means doer. Kartaram. Na dvitiya. Vibhakti. And the karta, when he understands. Anatma, body, mind and sense organs are complex. In short, ahankara. Now you have to understand. Ahankara in this context is not pride or vanity, what I said in the few minutes back. That is ego. That is vanity, that is pride. Ahankara is different. Here ahankara means functional ahankara. Functional means for vyavahara sake I have to entertain that ego. Ego means what? Not negative sense. Take in a positive sense. What is that positive sense? I am the doer. Now I am taking class. I am a speaker. This is called body, mind, sense organs put together. I am entertaining that speaker now. I am speaking. The speaking karma I am doing. What karma you are doing now? One more time you say? Appa. Okay. You are listening. You are a listener. You are doing listening karma, listener. So that listener, hearer, speaker, this whoever does any action, eating karma, eater, walking karma, walker, talking karma, talker, like that is called kartaram, karta. Whoever knows, recognize that karta, kartaram anupashyati. Body, mind, sense organs, complex. In short, I will tell you how to understand easily. Now I am talking here. I am taking class. What and all I am using? My body, my vagindriyam, sense organ of speech, of course, mind. So mind, body, sense organ I am using. By using that, I become the speaker. You also, your body is sitting there. You are using Sravanendriyam. I am using Vagindriyam. You are using Sravanendriyam more. Vagindriyam once in a while. Something you are telling, you know. So you are using predominantly Sravanendriyam. Not only Sravanendriyam, another Indriyam also you are using. What? Netraendriyam or Chakshurendriyam. You are using. Are you using mind or not? Okay. You are using mind also. Now to understand this class, you are using body, you are using Sravanendriyam, Chakshurendriyam and mind also. Three put together here, karta. Whoever understands that is called ahankara. Okay? Here not vanity or pride. That karta is called ahamkara. Aham karomi iti. I am the doer, I am the speaker, I am the eater, I am the walker, I am the listener. That I am, he is saying, no? That person is called karta here. Whoever understands karta. This karta to be understood like what? As what? Gunebhyaha anyaha na. Ada vishayam. This karta who is listening, who is talking, who is seeing, with the instruments, body, mind, sense organs, anatma, they are all together. This karta is non-separate from three gunas. Gunebhyaha anyaha kartaram yaha pasyati. This body, mind, complex, this karta, this ahankara is endowed with three gunas. These three components, constituents, what are those three? Tell me once again. B, M, S. Body, mind, sense organs. Put together ahankara. You are feeling, I am listening, Swamini's class. I am listening. The listening karma you are feeling, you are the karta. Doing listening karma with three. Are they free from three gunas? Tell me. Body is free from three gunas? No. Mind is free from three gunas? No. Sense organs? No. Because they are made out of? Mysore pak is free from sugar? Mysore pak made out of? Or Mysore pak is free from kadal mavu? Body, mind, sense organs are not free from kadalamavu like three gunas. Gunebhyaha na anyaha karta yaha pasyati. Not only that, I the consciousness am gunebhyaha param yaha veti. Atma anatma. Anatma is body mind complex. Gunena saha vartate. The knower of the body-mind complex is knower, consciousness, the observer, experiencer. I means, I said, mixture. You agreed also. I means Atma, Anatma. Anatma means body-mind complex made out of three gunas. I am observing the body. I am observing my mind. I am observing my sense organs. The observer of the three gunas endowed body mind complex, gunebhyaha anyaha param, beyond. Why? observer of the clip is different from clip. Observer of the flower, different from the flower. It is observed, you are observer. Observer of body, observer of mind, observer of sense organs is different from observed body mind complex, which is made out of three gunas. Therefore, I am free from three gunas. Now, who am I? Guna atitaha. Over. Teaching is over. Okay. I am guna atitaha. Guna atitaha means, Swamini, how to stop tamo guna? How to stop rajo guna? You can never stop. You recognize I am the observer, knower, experiencer of body, mind, complex, its activities, which is made out of three gunas. Since the subject is always different from the object. Subject, object, three will you? Subject is always different from the object. I am the subject. Body, mind, complex is an object. Therefore, I am never be the object, I am ever the subject, Atma, the consciousness. Body, mind, complex is an object, which is having three gunas. When you look at the clip color, yellow color, you are not having yellow color. You are observing the yellow color. What you observe is different from you. What you experience is different from you. Its attributes are not belong to you. This is a little far. But your body is close. Mind is close. Sense organs close. Even though they are close, dress is very close. Therefore, I am dress, you say. It is very close, but you don't say, I am this dress. Similarly, body is more close to me, the Atma. Sense organs, mind is so close, so what? Spectacles are also very close to you. I am spectacles because they are very close to me. You won't say. Similarly, body, mind, even though they are close to me, since I am the observer, are you knowing your mind or not? You are knower of the mind. You know happy mind, moody mind. So-so, seller aluvar, seller sirupar, seller aldu gunde sirupar. Eppadi theriyaradunna? Enakku theriyaradu. Enakku theriyaradu. Edhu theriyaradu? Manas theriyaradu. Appo enna artham? Mind is different from me. I am not the mind. Since mind has got three gunas, I am observing the three gunas endowed mind. I will not have that three gunas. I cannot have that three gunas. Am I beyond three gunas or not now? But when I say I am beyond three gunas, which I? Higher I, lower I. Higher I. Not lower I. Now, how difficult or easy to become a gunatita? Have you understood now? Have you got the point? Now, are you gunatita or not? Dhairima varamattingiradhu paarunga. You can never be gunatrayavan because you are observing the gunas. You can never be gunasahitaha. You are nirguna atma chaitanyam. You cannot touch. That's what he says. Param gunebhyaha param yaha veti kartaram gunebhyaha anyam na iti anupashyati saha adhigachyati. Such a person, he attains what? Madbhavam. Madbhavam means Ishvara bhavam, Ishvara swarupam. I am Ishvara. From the standpoint of Atma, higher nature. Ishvara, Jivatma and Paramatma, Jiva and Parama, you delete Atma only. Madbhavam. I am not telling. Krishna says, Ishvara bhavam, swarupam, purnatvam, adhigachyati. Then what? If you attain such knowledge, I am okay? You are okay? Everything is okay. Otherwise, I am okay. I am okay when I say, I am top of the world when I say, Which one? Higher I or lower I? Higher I. From body mind standpoint, you are never the top of the world. You are a because body mind complex has got limitations. It has got dissatisfaction. It has got lot of demerits. You can never make your body perfect. You can never make your mind perfect. You can never make your sense organs perfect. There are always something defect in that. Therefore, I am Shuddha Atma Swarupam in body mind complex, which has got lot of limitations. What a freedom, no? What a freedom. Otherwise, what will happen, you know? Enak adille, idille, my sense organ, always gradation, always comparison with neighbors, with family members, with myself. Belittling myself, looking down upon myself, and comparing with others, looking at them like this, you know? All this happens. Why unnecessary? Look at the other person as Atma Swarupam. I am in this body, in that body, in that body. Everywhere I am. Where am I not? Maye vasakalam jatam, mai sarvam pratishthitam, mai sarvam layam yati. I, the Atma, am substratum, source. Her beauty is my beauty. His property is my property. Yes. I am enjoying that property in that body, in that way. I am enjoying that art, music, any knowledge through everybody, through every body. What am I lacking now? As Atma, I am enjoying through every body. What a beautiful knowledge. Okay, next shloka, 20. This is called becoming. Gunatita means not becoming. I discover now here itself I am beyond three gunas. Gunanetanatityatrin Dehi Deha Samudbhavan Janma Mrityu Jara Dukkhaihi Vimukto Mrutam Ashnute In spite of this much explanation, why we are trapped by this body-mind complex activities, because we lose sight of our real nature. We are enamored by the interactions, transactions in the world. We forget our real nature often. That's why once in a while we have to go to our green room. Whenever you forget the dialogue, you have to make up konjam kammi aichana green room ku poyina madri. Whenever problem comes, wife is troubling, our husband is troubling, children are troubling, go to green room. Aham Brahmasmi, I am free, and come back and interact again. Again problem comes, once just wait, I'll go and come. Again, see, Bhagavad Gita, come out and act. Wonderful. Then everybody asks, how you are so cheerful? How you are able to manage? I manage. No problem. Now look into this shloka, Lord Krishna continues. He is so reveling, Lord Krishna. Gunan etan dehi. First you have to take dehi. Dehi means this person, this individual. Dehi. Etan gunan, etan treen gunan atitya. When he goes beyond the three gunas, goes beyond within inverted commas, understand that I am free from three gunas. Deha samudbhavan, which are born out of the body mind complex. Deha samudbhavan. Once he understand what is this body is having, vyadhi, jara, dukkha, that's what. Janma mrityu jara. Janma dukkham, jaya dukkham, jara dukkham, vyadhi dukkham, all are dukkham, dukkhaihi. Vimukto amrutam ashnute. He is free from old age, he is free from disease, he is free from birth. details in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.